Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live from DeVos Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And by the end of this hour, I better be fully mentally organized as well as, well, my office is actually pretty clean, so there's not much left here, Judith, that you can do. But I have two wonderful ladies here who both work in the decluttering, organizing, coaching world, right? Absolutely. In different aspects. So, Flo, tell me about all the fun things that you get to do with other people's brains. Because it is, right? I mean, a lot of this is it's in your head, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we could spend all day on this. So I'm going to try to just downsize.
Yes.
Declutter for youth information. What I get to do really is to put people in touch with themselves and really declutter the stories that they get caught up in.
Yeah.
I think we all at some point get confused with the legend that we want to inspire. And our reality, and getting these two worlds to work hand in hand, be what we aspire to be. But at the same time, living in reality, being grounded, being centered, being efficient, that's where the challenge is.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you decipher? Because I'll be honest, sometimes I just don't want to be in reality and grounded and centered, right? You live in the dream world because sometimes that's just fun. You know, and it happens with business all the time. And that's where I really see it, especially as entrepreneurial ADD kicks in and, you know, the next big vision comes. But it's sometimes, like you said, when I guess you get into reality, they don't work, right? So yeah. How do you walk through all this stuff with a person?
Well, don't get me wrong. The dream world is indispensable.
Absolutely.
And I definitely belong to the league of...
the league of dreamers.
I'm president, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I'm queen.
You have a TR to prove it too, don't you?
I do. I do. So yeah, daydreaming is essential. Having a vision is essential.
Right.
Because ultimately, that's how we set the compass. And that's what also gives us the energy, the hunger to overcome the obstacles, hurdles that may stand in our way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, living in reality is not about beating oneself down into something harsh or bad.
Yeah.
It's just about being true and assessing things with clarity. So it's about generating awareness and therefore make decisions based on what is accurate versus just a product of imagination.
Right. So do you find a lot of people... They have a hard time sort of deciding column A and column B, you know, like this is attainable. This is real. This is, I can do, you know, this is just not going to work or it needs to be saved for a rainy day.
Well, what I do really is asking questions. And then a lot of times people get to create something between A and B because they are really, if we are to summarize, there are two types. There are those who are not enough in reality and who needs a little bit of a reality check and come back to what is essential, what is real, and what is really at hand.
Right.
And on the other hand, there are those who don't dream enough, who just always stay stuck into a bunch of problems and find excuses to not move forward.
Right.
So a lot of times it's about getting in between those two worlds.
So I want to know, do you take all of this stuff home with you? Like, how do you separate some of the things that you go through with your clients from yourself?
It's really,
maybe she does it. She needed a second to think.
I don't. I'm just completely, no. It's really about recreating space and quiet for myself.
Yeah.
I do have at heart to see my clients succeed. I really have at heart to see them be passionate about what they do, living the optimal life, having fun, because I think that's an essential component, is to have fun.
Yeah.
So I really have at heart to do that. But at the end of the day, I can detach from the outcome because I remember that ultimately we're all responsible for our own lives.
Sure.
So I don't take on successes, nor do I take on setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just for me, my work is to get back into my own skin. And I do that with yoga. I do that with meditation. I do that with going out with friends mm-hmm. and enjoying good food,
mm-hmm.
good laughter too, creating taglines.
Which we're going to have to share yours.
In
print. We'll share it in print. But. Because it's a really good one. It needs to go on a bumper sticker. It really does.
I might do that.
I'm telling you. See, I'm full of creative ideas.
Absolutely.
So tell me, how do I know if I need to call Flo? There's another one that should be a bumper sticker, by the way. But honestly, how do I know if I need a life coach or if I need, you know, I mean, you could walk in. It's like, so you could walk in and say, oh, you definitely need one. Whereas I would have no clue whether I needed one or not.
I think a person is ready to call me when they're hungry for what they want.
Yeah.
Because then they will be able to invest the energy and be committed to the process
mm-hmm.
because it does require some work. Again, creating awareness is not always easy because you have to look at things that you don't look at.
That's yeah, like why yourself. We create, and so yeah. Self-analyzation is not always the most fun thing to do.
And that's what we all do. We have a tendency to create distraction, chaos, noise in our lives just to avoid looking at these
yeah.
aspects of ourselves. So when the person is really hungry for what they want to achieve, then they find the courage and the determination to sit down, make time for themselves. And it's also a willingness to invest in oneself. Because for a lot of people, it's easier to buy a new TV
mm-hmm.
or new car or toys than to actually invest in oneself, whether it's a massage, good times, and especially self-development.
Mm-hmm.
That's an investment that not everybody is willing to make.
Yeah. So how does your process work? And is it different for every client that you have?
It does have to be tailored to each and every individual because at the end of the day, everybody is very different and an individual is an incredible amount of different factors.
Right.
But overall, I'd say a coaching process can go anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending what the person has at heart to achieve.
Sure.
And the whole idea is to be in a discovery session where that's the starting point. A discovery session. I do them for free. It's about determining again how motivated and determined the person is to make changes, what they want to achieve. So from there, we look at what is, and it's not just a goal. It can be really more like a vision. And then you break down this vision into specific goals. And the more specific you are, the easier it is to measure
mm-hmm.
And to assess how to get there. And then once you have this overarching agreement with the client, you start working from one session to the next. You it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Oh my God. I use that one all the time. Right? All the time. All the time. So, and do you find, I think one of the funny things or the other, I guess maybe this is just my humor, but you do this through asking questions, which means you're never really the one to have to deliver the bad news. Because by answering those questions, the person answering them, I guess, is the one that's sort of the realization process of, you know, where you stand and where you want to go, right?
And I think that's exactly where there's an important reframe to occur.
Yeah.
It's never bad news. Once you actually become aware of something that is playing against you, then you can do something about it.
Right.
So, and that's also a very important theme. And we were discussing that with Judy not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the theme of shame. And a lot of times, one of the hurdles that is standing in our way, like fear of failure, fear of success, is very much in link with shame. And I would mm-hmm. definitely invite everybody to look into Brené Brown's work because she has a wonderful way of bringing about this subject.
What's her name?
Brené Brown.
Okay.
One book that I really enjoy is The Gifts of Imperfection. And she does give some guidelines and also some practical ways of addressing
right.
different themes in life. But anyways, so a lot of times those things that we don't want to look at are strongly linked with shame. And once light is shown on these parts of darkness that mm-hmm. we have, because we all have that.
Yeah, sure.
suddenly it's freeing and liberating. And there you have new space to put in what you choose to put in your life.
Right. Well, and there, I think, like you just said, you realize it's a choice now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and so that's where the empowerment is.
Yeah.
When you realize that there is a choice. And it's not just life happening to you or people in your life or economy or... No. Every single minute of our lives, we are at choice.
So what do you find has been some of the biggest hurdles when with people in some of this reorganizing stuff? Is it that now it's choice and I can choose to be lazy? Or is it just absolutely had no clue and was kind of blind to some of the stuff that was going on in their lives?
I think a lot of times it's blindness,
yeah,
first and foremost. Because, once again, there's so much noise and chaos and distraction. And we're constantly bombarded with information from all sides. I mean, the phone, the internet, people mm-hmm. talking to us, commercials.
The voices in my head.
The voices in my head. Exactly. So at the end of the day, yes, finding that space where you can go back to yourself and ask yourself fundamental questions, or even just take a little step aside and see things from a different perspective. That's not a given. That's not a natural thing that we do.
Yeah.
When we are, a lot of times people come to do this when they hit the bottom.
Sure.
It's like suddenly, well, all that I've done so far is not working. So either I give up or I do something about it, but
all the resistance is gone. There's nowhere to go but up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, I have found that that happens a lot. There are people that have been very successful and then hit the bottom, and then very successful again and then hit the bottom. And it's almost, I think that's the cycle. You get up there and then you get all clouded and screwed up, I guess. And then you hit rock bottom and there's no resistance left. So you're able to just kind of start rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
But you can help them do that before they hit rock bottom, right?
That's definitely something that I have at heart to do.
Yeah.
But ultimately, for people who do hit the bottom,
mm-hmm.
it's also helping them to reconstruct things on a clean and clear ground mm-hmm. so that there's not a repetition of, because you do see those people, like you say, they go up and down mm-hmm. and up and down. And I really believe that once you have looked at what is your matrix, what is this belief system, those core beliefs that are kind of in the blind side mm-hmm. that you're not aware of, once you really inspect them, go and dig deep,
sure.
clean up the space, then you can really build something sustainable. And also, most importantly, something that is really aligned with who you want to be versus building something based on what everybody thinks you should be doing.
Right.
Oh, you're good in math. You should be an accountant.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's a safe job.
I'm not even going there. So I know a couple of accountants in my life, and they might smack me in the back of the head. So.
No, but some people, like my accountant, I know that he loves what he does, mm-hmm. and he's really enjoying the service he's providing to people because, well, yeah, numbers are his...
are his thing? Yeah.
So definitely... he is in alignment with who he is. Mm-hmm. He loves his job. But there are also people who are pushed to certain professions because it's a safe choice
or right.
because that's what everybody thinks they should be doing.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, the whole thing was, oh, you're a girl. You should be a teacher because this way you can be on vacation with your kids and mm-hmm. da 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 da. And yeah, being a teacher is a great job. And I think that really requires to have a vocation to become a good teacher.
Right, right.
Because it really requires a lot of dedication.
Yes, yes. And let's face it, we all need time away from our kids every once in a while. So, well, if someone wants to get in touch with you or needs services, or how do we send them to you?
So, the most direct way is by calling me. My number is 954-826-9172. I'll just repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
954-826-9172. So that's really the direct way of getting in touch with me. And please, please, please leave a message so that I can call you back. Because there...
Oh, don't you hate that?
And it's just that, you know, you already tried to avoid people selling you stuff. Sure. And you get to call them back. Like, oh, wait. So please leave me a message. Same thing if you're sending me an email. Put something in the title, like requesting coaching session or want to know more about coaching, whatever it is, so that I can differentiate it easily from all the other
spam.
Yeah. So my email is Florence, Florence, at realizeunlimited.com.
Yeah. And then you have the website, which has lots of information and context stuff on it as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what's next for you in this endeavor that you're on?
Well, it's just networking.
Yeah.
Getting to build my my pool of my power team, definitely.
There you go.
And for sure. I've met really wonderful people through networking, among which Judy.
Who's being very quiet, but she's here in our studio with us this morning.
And for me, meeting Judy has really made a difference in the sense that not only do we have a true understanding of what we do in our professions, and a lot of times it's not that easy to communicate what we do to people.
Right.
But it's just a wonderful person, a wonderful human being to have connected with. She's really an awesome
She has
friend.
To say that. She's my coach.
Right, exactly. And you're her declutterer. So this just works out great, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
And I feel like we're on the international hour here because all of you are, and then of course other people, members of friends and family. That I get sort of this eclectic world group here in Pensacola. So I feel like I get to take a vacation when I get to hang out. So fair enough, right?
Yeah, my accent is Korean.
Whatever. So as you can see, she has fun too, ladies and gentlemen. So
no, and actually, I'm speaking the truth. Because I drive a Hyundai, and it's called an accent, and it's Korean.
There it is. And a sense of humor.
And I thank my friends from ETA, Entrepreneurs Taking Action, because they are the ones who are responsible for this joke. They say, are you not tired people asking you all the time where your accent is from? Mm-hmm. Just say it's Korean, because it's true.
Yeah. There you have it. Is it weird driving on this side of the pond?
No, it's kind of... It's very similar. There are little differences now and then, but...
Well, yeah, like on the other side of the road, isn't it?
No, not
England
in
France.
Oh, see, I've been hanging out in England too long.
We drive the right side of the road, too.
You mean the other side? The other side.
For my husband, who's French, the hardest thing for him is realizing that he's driving in miles, not kilometers.
Right, yes. Right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that whole math conversion thing doesn't always work out so well.
Yeah, I don't even try.
We call the accountant, right?
Exactly.
Very cool. All right. Well, listen, one more time. Let's give everybody your website address so they can find you.
The website is realizeunlimited.com. My email is florence@realizeunlimited.com. And if you want to call me, call Flo at 954-826-9172.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to get ourselves out of here. Go get a cup of coffee, apparently.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right. All right, you guys. You can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Thank you both ladies for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.